Sportsnet.ca senior soccer writer John Molinaro, who I like to call Coltrane because he loves his Jazz. John, how you doing, man?
Good, C-Ball. How are you doing?
Excellent. Thanks so much for doing it this morning. So do you believe in this Whitecaps team, John?
Sure. Yeah, let's go with that.
that's confidence.
I'm not convinced.
Right there.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think the 5-0 win was much needed. I think we all know they kind of slumped into the playoffs with that, you know, lackluster October. So they really needed that on Wednesday. On Tuesday. And because I just think, you know, that really needed to, there was all these questions surrounding them. And I think they had to, you know, they really needed to get that win under their belt and do it in a convincing way. That said, you know, it was San Jose, who weren't all that impressive this season. So, I mean, and the challenges are going to get harder, much harder from here. I mean, Seattle is no easy out. That's going to be a tough series for Vancouver. So, you know, they're certainly capable of beating the Sounders. You know, I just think it's not going to be as easy, not nearly as easy as it was against San Jose.
The big thing for me is going to be, can the Whitecaps get some offense from open play? Because even against San Jose, John, you know, the first three goals all essentially come off of set pieces. The third one was a bit of a broken set piece, but at the same time, they all come from those types of situations. Seattle with Roman Torres and Chad Marshall and some of the players they got there, they make it really difficult to score on set pieces. I think they only allowed 7 set piece goals all season long. That's a team that you're going to have to find some offense from open play, and I question if the Whitecaps can do that. That's my biggest question mark. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's, you know, certainly a concern. You know, you'd like to see sort of Freddie Montero a little bit more involved. I know he scored the other day, but you'd like to see him leading the line more effectively. But that said, I mean, you know, you know, Vancouver is very good on set pieces, and I take your point about Seattle being very good against defending them, but, you know, Kendall Waston, just a beast in that box, right? I think he's probably one of the most dangerous set piece weapons in MLS right now. So, you know, you got to play to your strengths, right? I mean, and if that's what's getting done for the Whitecaps, then, you know, don't shy away from that. But I do take your point that, you know, you'd like to see more offense created from the run of play. So, I mean, we'll see what happens against Seattle.
We're talking to Sportsnet.ca senior soccer writer John Molinaro here on Sportsnet 650. So look ahead to this 2-game series with the Sounders. How do you see this one playing out here?
Well, I mean, you know, I think Vancouver really has to, I think, go for it, so to speak, you know, on the road. I know, you know, the temptation will be, I have to go for it in the home leg. I know the temptation will be, you know, maybe don't open up too much and, you know, you want to stay alive for the second leg, but Seattle is a very tough place to visit. So I think, you know, Vancouver has to really make the most of its home field advantage on Sunday at BC Place. So if they can get, you know, 2 goals and a nice, you know, 2-win, 2-goal lead, I think that's huge for them. I don't think they can shy away from trying to open Seattle up. I think they really have to go for it. And if they can do that and kind of put Seattle on the back foot going home, then I think that's, you know, that's a huge advantage for the Whitecaps.
John, appreciate this. Thank you so much, and happy Halloween, buddy.
Thank you. You too, guys.
All right, that's John Molinaro, senior soccer writer for Sportsnet.ca, looking ahead to the Sounders and the Whitecaps, the first leg of this clash going Sunday.